We'll go in chronological order. We'll start with Parashas Zohar, move over to Tainis Esther, and then Purim, Shushan Purim, and end up with Shabbos, I guess. Paris Mapa. Yitz Hashem. Hashem should give us koach. In Siman Tav Resh Pei Hei, that's sort of, I guess, the heading is Hilchos Chanukah, but I guess it's introduction to Hilchos Megillah. Seder David Parshios, in Siv Zayin, the Machaber Paskins, V'yeshomrim Sheparshas Zohar Parshas Para Aduma, Chayavim Lekoram Mida Oraisa. Why in the world does the Machaber say that this is a Yeshomrim? I mean, Lechora, you know, this is an Eshkol, and there's a Tosfos in Brachos on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, and a Tosfos in, and the Rashba there, and the Ritva in Megillah, and Piskei Harash, Memsayin Amud Beis in Brachos, the Chinuch, and the Machaber himself in Siman Kuf Mem Vav, in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, spoke about it as being the Oraisa. To have a Yesh Omrim on Parshas Parah, that we would understand. But why do you have a Yesh Omrim on Parshas Zohar Lechora? The Gra Alatar says it's a black and white Gemara. It's the Gemara in Megillah and Daf Yud Chesem at Aleph, that the Gemara compares Megillah to Parshas Zohar. And just as we have a din of Sefer by Parshas Zohar, Malahalan the Sefer, who are din by Megillah, just as we have a din of Zohar Bepeh, so also over here, it has to be read. We need a Kriya from the Sefer. And so if we're learning Megillah from Parshas Zohar, so why then would we view Parshas Zohar maybe as not being Doraisa? Lechora, the answer is that there is another Shita, the Emek HaBracha of Rav Paremshik stresses this very much in terms of the Rambam, that the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, he brings Arba Parashios in Hilchos Tfila in terms of the world of the Seder of Kriya. But the mitzvah of Zohar he brings in Malachim, in Hilchos Malachim, Perakei Halacha Hei, in which he speaks about the fact that mitzvahs ase luzkor tamid ma'asav ha-ra'im v'arei vaso, kedei la'orer evaso, shenemar zohar shorasam ha-malek, p'yashmo lamdu zohar b'peh. In other words, we're dealing with a mitzvah, which is a mitzvah tmidis, like other mitzvahs that are mitzvahs tmidios. The Ramban in Chumash quotes the two deos. He says, lo yadati mazachi rozel b'peh. One hand we have, the Ramban was well aware of the sheet of the other Rishonim, shenikra parshas ha-malek b'tzibur. And if we learn that way, then it turns out, shenimtza lemeidim min ha-Torah shniya zohar, that when the Arba Parshios speak about the second of the Arba Parshios is zohar, that would be a din doraisa, v'yesmach lemikra megila min ha-Torah. And then the hekesh that we have in the Gemara Megillah would link Mikra Megillah with this Dinda Oraisa. However, the Ramban then continues, V'hanachon be'enai, this is the Ramban in Chumash on Parashat Zohar, Shehu lomar shelo tishkach ma'ashasol ha-malek ad shenimcha shmo, u'nesaper ze v'baneinu u'ledoroseinu, that the Bepeh over here has nothing to do with the Kriya Bepeh, but lehefech, it's a Zohar like by Pesach. Nesapir lebanenu ledoroseinu lomar kachasano harasha v'kach nitztavinu. So the Ramban brings over here the two deos. That's a yesh omrim. So we have yesh omrim that the kriya of the parasha Zohar is the kiyum doraisa, and yesh omrim that we have a mitzvah tmidis of remembering, and lesapir lebanenu ledoroseinu ma asavanu. Of course, and the Rambam leaves out totally the drasha of Sefer. In Achinami, the Gemara mentions it, but the Rambam only mentions the Zohar Bepeh, doesn't mention the Sozos Zikaron Basefer, neither the Rambam nor the Ramban in his Nachon Be'enai. The Machaber then continues there in Siman Tav Resh Pei Hei Siv Zayin by pointing out that if we're taking the approach of the Bali HaTosfos, of most of the Rishonim, that we're dealing with the Kriya of Parsha Zohar being derived Lefikach b'nei ha-yishuvim she'en lehem minyan, tzrichim lavo l'makom she'esh minyan b'shabbatot ha-lalu. What's the makar of the minyan? In other words, we saw in the Gemara the makar of a Kriya Baal Peh, and we saw the makar of Sefer. Where do we have the minyan? So the makar is a rush. It's not a Gemara. It's a rush in the seventh parak of Brachos. I think it's Siman Hey, where he quotes the Gemara that Rav Elazar was Meshachrer, his Eved, in order to be able to have a minion for davening. And he says, davening is drabanan, kavachomer he'd be Meshachrer, his Eved, that there should be a minion for Parashas Zachar, assuming that we have a need for a minion for Parashas Zachar. But that's the assumption of the Rosh. So the Shar HaTziyun Alatar points out that certainly we have, you learn from the Rosh that we need a minyan, but yitachin that the minyan is drabanan and the parsha would be da'oraisa. The Mishneh Brura understands that the nafkamina that we're dealing over here with a mitzvah of kriya is that al kain tzarech hakorei lechaven lahotzi kol hashomim v'gam hashomim tzrichim lechaven latzeis. In other words, according to the Rambam and the Ramban, the Chora, there's no shameya ka'ona in this mitzvah. In other words, we're dealing with mitzvah of like sipur yitzias mitzrayim. You didn't have yotzei sipur yitzias mitzrayim with shameya ka'ona. You have to tell your sons. And so, but if we're assuming that the kriya of Parsha Zachar is the kiyum of Zachar, Esa Shira Salacha Malek, so then everyone has to read, and aside from the Baal Kore, everyone else would be Yotze Shomea Kone, so that requires Kavana. Particularly if it's a Mitzvah Midoraisa, certainly Mitzvah Srichos Kavana, Simon Samach, so there has to be a Kavana on the part of the Shomea, and a Kavana on the part of the Kore, in order to be able to be Yotze. There is a shita of the Minchas Elazar that everyone should, this one second, everyone should read along with the Baal Kore in order that it should be a mitzvah begufa. But the problem is that if we say that the Kriya B'Sefer is the Oraisa, which is the mainstream shita of the Rishonim, so lachor, if you're reading on your own, you're not necessarily listening, you know, with your sort of mafkia, the Kriya of the Baal Kore. So lepashtus, it would be much better to listen quietly in order to be yotze the mitzvah, you know, properly. Yes, I'm sorry, Zaki.
Even according to Ramban and the Rambam, the sphere of attack is not meaning
Tzibor, but they would agree as a mitzvah. Certainly, may not be a mitzvah. It may be simply part of Seder HaKriya. In other words, we have a general mitzvah of Kriya Satorah, and Kriya Satorah, we have a Seder, that our Seder is to finish it every year, and then we have within the world of Kriya Satorah, we have a need for Parsha Shkalim, Parsha Zachar. I don't know, in other words, it would be no different than Parsha Shkalim. There wouldn't be any uniqueness to Parsha Zachar over Parsha Shkalim. That's what the Ramban said. It turns out that the Rishon, the Parsha Shkalim, that's Seder HaKriya, and the Sheni is a Doraisa. And then the Shlishi again is Seder HaKriya, and the Revi is Seder HaKriya. The way that we paskin, the Mishnah Berurah paskins, that we paskin not like the, in other words, you could be machmir like the Rambam and the Ramban, but the basic psak is like the Bali HaTosfos, the Eshkol, etc., that this is the Kiyam Doraisa. Then, if it's Kiyam Doraisa, then you need Kavana to be Yotze on both ends. What about a Birkas HaMitzvah, if we're dealing over here with a mitzvah? So there are many Akronim, I'm not aware if Rishonim would talk about it, that there are many Akronim who say that one's not Mevarach on Hashchasa, Ma'asei Yadai Tovim V'yam V'atem Omrim Shira, Ma'asei Ein Kein, the Mikrei Kodesh, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, he understands that we do have a Birkas HaMitzvah, the bracha of the bracha on the Kriya. In other words, namely the Birkas HaTorah is the Birkas HaMitzvah, and then the one who gets the Aliyah also has to be Mechavein to be Motzi with his bracha, the Tzibur. Okay, so usually that's what they announce in shul, right? That the one who's getting the Aliyah will have kavana, and the one who's reading will have kavana. All of those are necessary if we're dealing over here with a mitzvah as opposed to Seder HaKriya. In terms of women,
should the mafter read along with the Baal Kore, or should he be Yotzi himself?
If he can read along with the Baal Kore, it'd be much better. Because then he'd be a mitzvah that he's Yotzei himself. He has a sefer in front of him, so he's able to be Yotzei the Kriya Mitoch HaSefer without Shomea Kone. Right.
Like if they don't usually stand for
To the best of my knowledge, I think everyone stands for in Zohar. No? They should stand for the bracha as well. No? If they're standing for the Kriya, they should stand for the bracha as well. In terms of women, in Parashas Zohar, so it's well known that it was the machok between the Chinuch and the Minchas Chinuch. The Chinuch paskins, Noheges mitzvah zo b'chol makom b'chol zman b'zacharim ki lahem la'asos ha'milchama b'nikmas ha'oyev lo l'noshin, that he links the mitzvah of Zachira with the mitzvah of Timcha. The Minchas Chinuch disagrees. Firstly, even if it is a din of, even if you're going to link it, since when are women turos from milchama? Be'emes milchemes mitzvah ha'kol yotzen afilu kala mechupasa. So the question is exactly what's the role of the women within the battle. But secondly, he points out, Mi amad besod Hashem im ta machmas hanakama. In other words, who says that these two mitzvahs are linked? One's next to the other doesn't necessarily mean that one is because of the other. Yitachin, that there is a mitzvah of milchama on the men and a mitzvah of zechira on everyone, and that's the way the Minchas Chinuch paskins. And we know that's a machlokes poskim. Even Biyameinu, the Chazon Ish was known to take the approach of this of the Chinuch that women are patur. Masha'in Kain, the Chafetz Chaim, in his Sefer HaMitzvos HaKotzar, he says that women are Chayev, also Rav Moshe Paskin said, Tuei Rav Yashiv, that's the Minhag, at least the general Minhag, that's Ravachas in Eretz Yisrael. If we assume that that women are Chayev, then the question is, in terms of can one have a separate reading of Parashat Zohar for women? So there's a tshuva of the Minchas Yitzchak, who says that this was always the minhag kadum in Ashkenaz, that Rav Nosson Adler held that women were chayev, and he used to have already, in other words, a kriya for women, and this minhag continued, says the Minchas Yitzchak, into Eretz Yisrael. Just as Rabbi Yashi pointed out, there should be a minion of men, namely that once the Rosh posited that there should be a tzibur present for this mitzvah, a tzibur is defined as a minion of men. Women are a tzibur for Prisumei Nisa, but in anything that requires a tzibur, on the level of a mitzvah, for that you need a tzibur of men. So you can have 10 men and invite the women to listen to the kriya. And since it's a machlokas rishonim as to whether women are chayev or not, in other words, assuming that all the men already heard the kriya, so then one doesn't make a birkas haTorah. In other words, the bracha is made. If you have a tzibur of men who haven't heard it, then you'd make a bracha. But if there's not a tzibur of men who haven't heard it, there aren't 10 men who haven't heard it, so then it's read without a bracha. In terms of the other details, so the Mishnah Berurah already quotes the two nihugim of Zecher and Zachar. Minimally, the words, four words, Timcha as Zecher Amalek, should be repeated. The minhag in the yeshiva world is to repeat the entire pasuk. In terms of Havara, Ashkenazis, Sfaradit, so Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Igros Moshe Chelak Yimel, Siman Hei, in Orachayim, in which he says that even though in the Mishnah and Brachos, we have a whole list of, and Mishnah and Sota, I'm sorry, have a whole list of those inyanim that require Lashon HaKodesh, and for that, Lachora, any pronunciation is fine. Rav Moshe felt that in terms of Kriyas HaTorah and Tefillah, one should follow Dafka Minhag Avosav. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach said, you know, it's that to be a nice lechatchila, but certainly b'dieven one is yotzei in any havara which is mekubal, even if it's different from havarat avosav. And the Chazon Ish said there's no, even no kpeda. It's not, you know, it's that one's yotzei with any havara, even lechatchila. So adkan parshas Zohar. Moving over to Tainis Esther, moving to the next siman, Taf Resh Pei Vav. The Mechaber Paskins that Misanim B'Yudgimel Ba'ador, the Ramah says, V'tainezo Eino Chova. Namely, that as opposed to the Arba Tzomos that are Divrei Kabbalah and have a Chiyuv Midrabanan, here we're dealing with a Minog. That's the language of the Rambam in Perakei Hokos Tainis Halacha Hei. V'nohagu Kol Yisrael B'zmanim Eilu L'Hisanos B'Shlosha Asar. My nafkamida, that's a Minog as opposed to Divrei Kabbalah. So the Ramah quotes a whole list of Kulos. He quotes a kula from Uberis and a Minekes, even if there is no tsar. Mishnah Berurah quotes that in Sifkat and Dalit. And that there is a din of tsar even if there's no choli, that the Rama mentions even kevei einayim, where we're not dealing with a chola, we're dealing with a tsar. So even though normally you would need a chola with tsar, here it's either or, either someone who's defined as a chola, that would include a muberes and a minekes, or someone with tsar. However, the Rama points out, alatar, aval shar brim lo yifrushu min hatzibur, and the Mishnah Berurah says, who are those shar brim? Those shar brim are individuals. Those shabriim are individuals who find it uncomfortable to fast. Afilo holech baderech because of atinus. That's not a heter. The fact that it's inconvenient circumstances. That's not a heter not to fast. There's one other nafgamina in the fact that it is a unique tinus, and that's found in the Hare Kedem that the Rav pointed out. That even though the Rambam paskins that lo asid lavo, all the tzomos will be batel, kol atzomos ego asinim li batel limos hamashiach, this would not apply necessarily to Tainus Esther, because the other tzomos are tzomos on churba. Those will turn into yamim tovim, yamei sason v'simcha, like we have the nevuah in Zechariah. But over here, the Mishnah Berurah himself points out at the beginning of Hilchos Tainus Esther in Sivkatan Beis, that the reason for the tainus is because we were davening for a Yeshua to be able to win in the battle. And then the Mishnah Berurah ends by quoting the Rambam in his Hakdama to the Yad HaChazaka, in his list of mitzvos. He explains the mitzvos to Rabbanan, and he says that the mitzvah of Tainus Esther is k'dei lizkor shashem roe v'shomea kol ish ve'es tzaraso kasher yis'anev yashuv el Hashem v'chol levavo kasher asa b'imahem. Such a tainus is shayach even the Yemos HaMashiach. And so the Rambam in Hilchos Megillah points out that even if all the Sifri and Devim V'Ksuma will be batel, Yimei HaPurim lo yevatlus. So the Rav wanted to say that Yimei HaPurim includes not only Purim and Shushan Purim, but also Tainus Esther, that it's a tainus of a different nature. Doesn't mean, therefore, that on Tainus Esther you can go around listening to, you know, it's to pop music and dancing. And Tainus Esther b'chol, it's a serious day. It's a day of tefillah. It's a day of tshuva. But tshuva is different than being a day to remember churban. It's a day to remember Yeshua. But the Yeshua comes via tefillah and so on. Moving over to the zecher l'machatzis hashekel. Within the Shulchan Aruch, we're skipping because in the Shulchan Aruch, this is broad in Hilchos Matnos Aniyim, in Siman Tuf Reish Tzadi Dalad. Over there, the Ramoa points out that Yeshom Yishesh Liten Kodem Purim Machatzis Men Amatbeya Kavua Baosa Mokobos Osman, Zechel Machzech Shainosnim Ba Adar, Umeacha Shigimel Pamim Kosev Truma, Yesh Liten Gimel. That the Ramoa over there is working, he quotes the Mordechai. The Mordechai quotes the Masechah Sofrim. Ubiyachad ba'adar mashmiya marashkalim. Lama biyachad ha'adar hayatzaf ha'igol lefnet lefanav. Lefnei mishamar v'haya ha'olam. Shehaya haman harasha asid lishkol tikrosav al Yisrael. Lefika chikdim v'amar l'moshe. Shiyushikle Yisrael kodmin l'shikle haman. When are we mekayim this minhag? So the Ramah speaks about the fact that it should be Baleil Purim Kodim Shemispaulim Mincha. Our minhag is after Mincha. Rashamo Zalman Orbach pointed that out. After Mincha, the Mincha that precedes Kriyas HaMegillah, and Ruach Eretz Yisrael, which is the minhag here in the yeshiva, we do it after Mincha and Tainus Esther, that also precedes Kriyas HaMegillah for Yerushalayim. But in order to link the Machatzis HaShekel with the Tzom, namely the Machatzis HaShekel is for L'chapir al kol nafsho seichem, and the Tzom is L'chapir al nafsho seichem. So I know they're different minhagim, but in the yeshiva on Tainus Esther, after Mincha, there'll be a plate on the table with a number of three half shekel coins taped together. And you can add, you know, take them, bikona and amanas v'hachsir, and return them and add whatever you want. How much is the zecher machzis shekel? So he said, according to Ashkenazim, it's three half coins of where you are. So in Eretz Yisrael, we have a half shekel coin. In the Sfardim, this is all, everything we've been reading has been in the Ramah. The Sfardim give the zecher machzis shekel according to what it was at that time. Machatzis HaShekel came out to 9.6 grams of silver. And I know this is changing every day because of the war in the Ukraine, but as of this morning, 9.6 grams of silver came out to $8, $7.96, $8, which as of today is 26 shekel, 26.1 shekel. So those who want to be machmir like the Sfardim are welcome to, but certainly when one is giving it, one should stress that one is giving a zecher a machatzis hashekel, when not, one is not giving a machatzis hashekel. Who is chayav? So the Ramah ends up, everyone be ben esrim shano v'mala, zeyitnu, kol ha'over ha'pekudim. That's the shita of the Bartanura. However, the Mishneh Berurah points out that the Ramban and Chumash says that's only for that machatzis hashekel that was given the year of the building of the Mishkan. But after that, everyone who's above the age of 13 should give. And then the Mishneh Berurah says that the minog is to give even for ktanim, even a woman who's muberes. And the minog, to the best of my knowledge, of most people is like Rav Shlomo Zalman, to give also for women, also for daughters. We all need kapara. Not dafka, the men need kapara. For what purpose should it be given? So the context of the Ramah is in Matnos Aniyim. And that's what the Luach Eretz Yisrael says, that this money should be given to Aniyim. That's what we're knowing in Grus, that the Liam will send this off to the Gabbai Tzedakah. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that a shul can also use it for Bedek HaBayit, for the needs of the shul, like the Machas Shekel in the Beis HaMikdash. And Rav Avadya says, L'chapra Nashosechem, go for anything, go also to Yeshiva. In other words, any Tzedakah will certainly serve as a kapara. The only limitation is that one should not be yotze with ma'aser k'safim. That ma'aser k'safim, which is like a neder, one should not be used to fulfill that which is a davar shebechova, be it matanos le'evyonim, be it mishloach manos, be it machatzis shekel. You can always add, let's say if you want to add to matanos le'evyonim from ma'aser k'safim, but that shouldn't be the core of these dvarim that are bechova. Okay, adkan in terms of Tainis Esther, including the machatzis hashekel. Moving over to Purim, so the Rambam points out that the mitzvah of the yom is kriyas megillah. That's how the machaber begins. Also, after Tainis Esther, chiyuv kriyas ha megillah, and he begins with when do we read? Right. So in Siman Taf Reish Pei Chet, he points out that there are two dates, that the Krachim read on Tesvav, that's Sif Aleph, and Sif Gimel, that the Kfarim and Ayeros Gedolos, and the Krachim that are not Mukav Choma, read on Yud Dalet. But what is defined as the Krach, and what is defined as the Kfar? So in Sif Beis, it points out that we have a din of Samach Venira to the world of the Krachim. The question over here is, what, in other words, how would we know that the old city in Yerushalayim is the Krach? What about us here in Grus, who are outside of the old city? Are we considered to be Samach Venira, that if we stand on the roof of Grus, we can see towards the Chomos of Yerushalayim? So this is a three-way machlokes achronim, as to how do you define Samach Venira, that the Machaber then continues, Ubilvad, Shaloyu Rachokim Yoser Mimil. That's a Gemara. The Gemara in Megillah on Daf Beis Amid Beis asks what is Samuch, and it says that Samuch is Kimei Chamson Litveria Vahainu Mil. The question is as to what does that mean. So the Rav Tikhushinsky, the author of the Ruach Eretz Yisrael, also the author of a very, very, of a set of Svarim called Ira Kodesh V'Hamikdash, where he deals with this at great length, points out that he understood the Minhag of Yerushalayim from Rav Shmuel Misalant and also from the Aderas, that this defines Samuch, that even if there is a continuity of housing, Becholzot, only that which is within a mil, within a kilometer, of the krach, which is a mukaf choma, only that is considered to be samuch. And so, since we know that the time of Bayesheni, the extent of the choma hashlishis extended up to the Russian compound, there you have the sridim of that chomash shlishis, you take a kilometer from there and you get up to what's called Rehov Gesher HaChaim. You get up to the old Shari Tzedek Hospital. Gesher HaChaim is named after Rav Tikashinsky. Up to there, you would read with a bracha on Tesvav, and beyond there, you would read with a bracha on Yudalit. So there is a shul next to Tachan Amer Kazit, Beis Knesses Eitz Chaim, even with all the new renovations, that shul is still there. In this little, it's opposite, near the light rail. And they read on Yudalit with a bracha, according to the shita of Rav Tikashinsky. They still, to best my knowledge, still have a minion that read there.
How? In the Luach, it says a little blur. Like if you're in the city, but outside, you can go to that shul and then...
Nachon, yefe, nachon. However, most Achronim disagree with Rav Tikashinsky and Rav Shmuel Salant and the Aderis, the Chazonish, Ratzi Pesach Frank, Rav Avadia Bechule, and they say, no, just like in the world of Tchum, we say that as long as there's a Retzef, that's a continuity, it's all like one Dalet Amos, so also, here, when the Gemara speaks about a meal, it means if there is a break of a meal, if there is an area of a meal that is not populated, then from then on, that's no longer considered to be Samoch Dinira. That was the issue we had in Harnof. When Harnof was set up as a neighborhood, it was more than a meal from Givat Shaul. And so there were, it was an issue exactly when to read. Since then, everything has been built up. So it's one Retzef. But that would include Harnof, but it wouldn't include Ramot, yes?
Did that also include not only distance, but squaring like they do for Erev Tchumen?
No. That's a unique din within Erev Tchumen. This is a din over here in terms of where do we apply the Ubilvad, that it's to limit the concept of Samach to a meal. However, there is a third shita, that of Rav Shlomo Zalman, that he said we have a Ritva. We have a Ritva quoted by the Shar Hatzion over here, in Siman Taf Resh Pechet, I quoted to you the Ritva from Daf Beis Amid Beis in Megillah, who says the Kol Shehu Nira v'Mishtatef Imo b'Inyanehem Les Leshiura, that if it's part of the city in terms of taxes and municipal taxes, in terms of services, etc., that's considered also to be in the world of Samoch v'Nira. Again, the Nafgamina being a neighborhood like Ramot, like Neve Yaakov v'Chulei. That don't have necessarily the Retzef, but do have a, but are part of Yerushalayim, the municipality of Yerushalayim, and to the best of my knowledge, that's the main minhag in that respect. There was a sefer that was put out 30 years ago in Tafshin Nun Beis by a Rav of Ramot, and he had haskamos from both Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv. So the Rav Yashiv wrote the name of the author, Rav de Ramot. And Rav Shlomo Zalman wrote the name of the author, Rav de Ramot, Ir HaKodesh Yerushalayim. Okay, that was his shita. Okay, in terms of those who will be traveling from one part of Eretz Yisrael to another part of Eretz Yisrael, so here we have a Sif Hey in Siman Taf Resh Peches, Ben ir shaholach lekrach, uben krach shaholach leir, v'chulei v'chulei. The Mechaber over here quotes the Rambam, which is working off of the Gemara in Megillah on Daf Yutes Amit Aleph. However, to understand this Rambam, the Mishnah Berurah himself gives an introduction that he says the Rambam over here is understanding the Gemara with three assumptions. Everyone agrees with the first assumption. However, the latter two assumptions are machlokos rishonim. The first assumption is that we have a chiddush in Purim of a concept of a parus ben yomo and a mukaf ben yomo. Namely, generally, when we want to define how someone is defined in terms of his place, in terms of his makom, so either that's a status of time, let's say in terms of maos chitim. If you're in the city for 30 days, then you're chayav in maos chitim in that city's kupa, or it's totally in the world of daito lachs, like we have by Yom Tov Sheni. It's totally in his das. Where does he define himself? However, in the world of Purim, we have a concept of parus ben yomo, umukaf ben yomo. You can be a temporary parus and a temporary mukaf with a bracha in terms of mikra megillah. What determines whether one is, and that's what the first thing the Mishnah Berurah points out. I wrote it down for you over here. First, in Mushayahu Are Prazos Afilu Yom Echad Kori Parus, the Kori Biudal, the Chain Mushayahu Mukaf and Afilu Yom Echad Kori Mukaf, the Kori Bitesva. Then the question is, well, what defines you as that Parus Ben Yomo or Mukaf Ben Yomo? So everyone agrees that what defines you is the Iker Kriyas HaMegillah, which is the daytime reading. And the Iker time of Kriyas HaMegillah is Alos HaShachar, namely from the moment of Alos HaShachar on Purim, that's what's going to define you. But the question is, we have which Alos HaShachar? The Rush says that the only Alos HaShachar which is meaningful is the Alos HaShachar of Yud Dalet. That Alos HaShachar is going to define you. Are you a Parus, if you're, you know, in terms of that Alos HaShachar of Yud Dalet, or are you a Mukaf? Ma'ashein Kein Rashi says, no. The Alos HaShachar of Yud Dalet will define you as a Parus Ben Yomo, but the Alos HaShachar of Tesvav will define you as a Mukaf Ben Yomo. And even though there are heavyweight Rishonim who agree with the Rush, the Ravid, and if we would expect the Tur, and the Levush, they all agree with the Rush. However, most Rishonim learn like the Rambam, learn like Rashi, including the Rambam, according to the Kesef Mishnah and the Magid Mishnah. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch over here is quoting, and that's the sheet of the Mishnah Brura and the Gra and the Chazonish, and that's the second point he points out over here. Bet Zman Kriya Hu Ha'ikar Bayom, the Kevan Shehaya Bare Prazos Betchilas Yom Yudalid, Korei Bi Yudalid. V'chein B'kahai Gavno, Yen Mukafim B'yom Tesvav. You know, it's that someone can be both a Parus Ben Yomo and a Mukaf Ben Yomo. And it depends where, you know, it depends on how he defines himself as that Alot HaShachar. Now, the third thing is, what does it mean it depends how he defines himself? That's also a Machlokes Rishonim. The Rif and the Ramban say that it depends on your machshava, your kavana, at tseisa kochavim on yudalad, or tseisa kochavim on tesvav, where do you plan to be at Alos HaShachar of that day? That's, you know, when we speak about the kviya starts already the night before. Namely, you have to know what you're going to do that night. Where are you going to read Megillah? Are you going to be chayv Megillah that night or not? So if on the night of the 14th, you plan to be a parus on that night, on that morning of Yud Dalet, then you're going to be chayv Megillah at night and in the morning on that day and all the mitzvahs of that day. However, if you didn't plan that at night, but you just got stuck, you went to visit someone and you got stuck there, then you're that doesn't turn you into a Parus Ben Yomo. And Hu Hadin in terms of Tesvav, it depends on what your machshava is at night. Masha'en Kein Rashi says, no, it doesn't depend on your machshava, it depends on where you are practically. I'm sorry, I just did it wrong. In other words, according to the Rif and the Ramban, everything depends upon your kavana. If your kavana is to be Yudalid at night, in the morning, on Yudalid, in the Prazos, then even if you're stuck, you know, or whatever, you do whatever your kavana was. What your kavana was, that defines you. Your kavana, where you plan to be on Yudalid in the morning, and your kavana on Tetzvav is to where you plan to be on Tetzvav in the morning. According to Rashi, it depends b'poal where you are. If b'poal you're in the gush on Yud Dalet in the morning, even if you hadn't planned that, so then you're a parus. And if b'poal you're in Yerushalayim on the morning of Tesvav, then you are a mukaf, irrelevant of kavana. The Taz paskins like Rashi, and that's the way the Mishnah Brura over here gives gimel. That his gimel is Zman Kriya Shekosev HaMachaber, Hainu Zman Kriyas HaMakom Shehubo Ata, Lo HaZman SheYotza Misham. We don't take into account what he thought at night before he traveled. We look at where he is currently. The Halacha Lamaisa, we are Noheg like both Shitas. Namely, you're only going to be a Parus Ben Yomo if we have two conditions. You plan to be in the Gush at night, and you're actually in the Gush at night. You're only going to be a Mukaf Ben Yomo if you plan to be in Yerushalayim the night of Tesvav, and you're actually in Yerushalayim the night of Tesvav. If either of those two conditions are missing, then you're defined as to where you've been living all year round. In other words, but in order to be a Parus Ben Yomo or a Mukaf Ben Yomo, we need two conditions. There is a third sheet of the Chazon Ish, that there's a third condition. but it'll just be mevabel you. And it's, you know, it's, if you, I could talk to you about it afterwards, but you know, it's the, generally this is the, you know, it's these are the two conditions that are used halacha lemaisa in terms of defining your chiyuv. And so it could be that in a chiname you'll be chayuv 2 days, depending as to your kavana and your mikum and your placing on Yud Daled and on Tesva. Okay. That's what we have over here in the Ben Ir Sholach Likrach. In terms of women being chayev in Megillah, so here, l'chor, it's slam dunk. It's a black and white mechaber. Hakol chayovim b'kriyasa, noshim, geirim, v'chule, afhem hayu ba'oso hanes, kuli women are chayev. And then, but in terms of where a woman is chayev to hear Megillah. Where should a woman hear Megillah? Here we have an unusual Mishnah Berurah, unusual meaning in terms of our musagim. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Aleph in Siman Tav Resh Pei Tet, Lachain Sarach Ha'ish Likrosa Bebeso Lefnei Habesulos VaHamesharsos Ubeksas Mekomos Noagin Chein Hochos Beis Haknes Ezras Nachim Lachain Sarach Iyun Echiotzim Sham Nachim Yevshel Lishmo Hashem Kedim. In other words, that the Mishnah Berurah lived in a time where a woman in the Ezras Nachim was not able to hear the Kriya, so he said, It's a responsibility of the Baal HaBayit to see that his wife and his daughters hear a personal kriya in the home, because the communal kriya would not be a kriya. If one has a normal shul in which one can hear in the Ezras Nashim like one can hear in the Ezras Gvarim, so then l'chora, the ideal situation for the woman would be like for the men. That's the Mishnah Berurah mentions later on in Ve'esahi. If you have an alternative of listening to Megillah in your home or in a small shtibel or listening to the Beis HaKnesses, mitzvah reilech l'shamt. You better go to the Beis HaKnesses, shim rovam hadras melech. We're dealing with their pesumei nisa. Rovam hadras melech is a very important condition or hidur, certainly, in terms of a pesumei nisa. So the ideal for a woman would be to hear kriyas ha-megillah in shul along with the men. What if that is not shayach for a million and one reasons? So then the next best is that which Rav Ovadia mentions in his tshuva, kol sheyesh eser nashim ikers pesumei nisa shapir. In other words, that even though ten women don't create a tzibur for parshas zachor, kaddish, kedusha, baruchu, etc., but for pesumei nisa, the women create a tzibur, even with a nafkamina, that the bracha achareha is only said when there is a tzibur, and one would say a bracha achareha if there are 10 women. And Rabbi Vadya points out that this was his takana in Yerushalayim to make sure that there is going to be a kriya for women, in other words, after the kriya for men, and the Baal Korei will read for them, b'dikdukeha tameha, and assuming he wasn't yotze yet, he'll make his bracha, amikra megillah, lefnei ha-megillah, ula achareha. What if that is not shayach for a woman? Neither of those two options. And then the question is, should she read for herself, if she can read the Megillah, or should she hear Megillah with a man reading for her?
Is it preferable for Baal Korei to wait in order to say the bracha? I mean, let's say you have somebody here who go to the first Megillah reading and then is going to be doing the Megillah reading, should he not?
He should do what he wants. It's not a question of preferable or not preferable, just that the nafkamina is in terms of the bracha. Namely, that if the Baal Korei was already yotze and you're going to have one of the women make a bracha, so there is a shita of the Bahag with the Rama quotes in Siman Reish Petesif Beis V'yesh Omrim in Isha Kor La'atzma Mevareches Lishmoa Megillah, that the kriya is only a chiyuv on the men. The Af Hen Hayu Ba'oso Hanes is a dinner pesumei nisa. The pesumei nisa is to hear the Megillah. So there are two nuschas of the bracha. The Rama used Nusach Lishmoa Megillah. The Mishnah Berurah mentions Lishmoa Mikra Megillah. Whichever one. Either of those two are fine for a woman to say. So if the Baal Korei was already yotze, so then the woman should make the bracha of Lishmo Megillah before and make a bracha Haravas Rivenu afterwards. With the question I asked earlier, is it better for a woman to hear from a man or to read by herself? So clearly, certainly she's yotze if she reads by herself. And she could be motzi another woman, because they're on the same level. She can't be motzi a man because he's chayev on kriya and she's only chayev on shmir. It's a different level of piyuv. But should she hear bedafka from a man or read for herself? So the Magen Avraham quotes a medrash ne'elam, namely he quotes a Zohar HaChadosh, on Rus, that a woman should, if she has the option, should not read for herself, but should hear from a man who's chayev in Kriya. And then she's shoma'at the Kriya of a man. But the Chayonim points out, that's all the chatzchila, but if there's no man for to read for her, and she can read for herself, then certainly she should follow that which the Rama says, and she should read for herself with a bracha of lishmoa. No, a Rav Rishbeinu was only said with a minion, even so, by a man. It's only said with a minion, not said right, without
a minion. So a woman, if you're reading for the woman, she wouldn't be saying.
Nachon, I'm saying that if, correct, in other words, if she would be reading, correct, if I put it in, in other words, if she, you're right, she would not be saying that. In other words, you're correct, it was my mistake. Is there any limitation on terms of a woman being motzi other women? I mean, so lachora mi'ikar hadin, why should there be a limitation? However, there is a Shar HaTziyun who quotes the Korban Nesanel, who quotes Tosfos, that l'noshim rabos ein ha'isha motziyan dezilo behu milsa. That since we're dealing over here with something which is public, called kvuda bas melech penima, that that which is called nowadays women's Megillah reading by a woman for women, the Shar HaTziyun, the Mishnah Berurah says that that should not be, and the Rav we know was very, very makted that should not be. I'm well aware that there are others who say differently, but that's the Shita of the Mishnah Berurah and the Rav. Okay, so that's in terms of who has to read. Moving over in the Shulchan Aruch, in terms of the Chiyuv of Mikra Megillah, Dine Kriyasa Megillah, everything is summarized here in Sif Gimel in 5 or 6 words. Sarech Lekrosa Kula Umitoch Haksav. In other words, that the two conditions are that every word be read, and therefore Shema Ka'ona, every word be heard, and that it be read Mitoch Haktav. However, there's a difference over here on a level of L'chatchila and B'dieved, that the Tzarech Lekrosa Kula, passing the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Hei, Hu Le'ikuva, that if a person misses one word, either in the Kriya or in the Shmiya, then he's not Yotzei. Tzarech Lekrosa Kula. And he'd have to read everything all over again. However, in terms of the Mitoch HaKsav, over there, the halacha is that most of the Megillah has to be read Mitoch HaKsav, but if the minority of the Megillah is read Ba'al Peh, that's still kosher b'di'evet. And that is used by the Mishnah Berurah, that if someone is listening to Megillah and he misses a word, either due to the noise of Haman or he just misses, if he has a chumash in front of him, he should make it up Ba'al Peh, that the Mishnah Berurah points out over here in Sifkatan Yud Tes, that if Bizman Shemakin, Yevshe Lishmoa Kamatevos Miyashliach Tzibur, Yotze Mashakori Al Peh Mehachumash, because as opposed to missing a word totally, that would be a ma'akev, but having it being read ba'al peh, as opposed to being read from mitoch Megillah Kshera, that as long as you have rov of the Megillah, which is being read b'chtav, then the minority of the Megillah can be read also ba'al peh. Okay, that's what we have over here in terms of the ikar of the reading. In terms of the various halachos and minhagim, we know that in Sif Yud Zayin, the Ramah quotes the minhag of 4 psukim being stated or called out by the tzibur and then repeated by the Baal Kore. If one, you know, again wants to be yotzei lechatchila, one should have kavana to be yotzei those psukim, not with one's own calling out the Baal Peh, but rather via Shmiya from the Baal Kore. We have the minhag of the Nishima Achas of Aseres B'nei Haman. We have the minhag of the Chasam Sofer. I'm not aware how far it goes back in terms of the two psukim, that there's a question as to whether they're written, as to whether they're recited with a vat, whether it's a Kriya Naksiv, in terms of the Hashmid, Laharogu La'abed, or Lahashmid V'laharogu La'abed, Ishlo Amad Bifnehem, Ishlo Amad Lifnehem. And so those phrases at least are repeated, if not the entire Pasuk. The Shlomo Zalman says it's enough to repeat the phrase. Mm-hmm. And then we have in Sif Yud Zayin also the minhag of banging for Haman. The Ramah ends off, Ein levatel shum minhag olilo galav kilo lachinam hukfu minhag Yisrael. Has a wonderful, wonderful status. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that there are those achronim who were not choshesh to be makkah. There were those that were choshesh to be makkah. The ikar is which the Prima Gadim points out that it shouldn't be create a bilbul. And so for the rabbanim of the shuls, in other words, that you know it should be within a framework. The Shar HaTzion points out that the levush used to scream out Shemer Shaim Yirkov every time Haman's name was mentioned. And he points out that there is a bit of a problem over here, even if it's not a problem of a hefsek because it's minyana diyoma, but it could cause people not to hear, and therefore, and what I have found is that it tends to get out of hand. So at least in the yeshiva here, we have a nohag, I don't know, that people can make noise with any sorts of noisemakers. Except with their voices. In other words, they shouldn't be screaming out, they shouldn't be singing, because then, you know, what you'll have is the heter of the Baal Kori, that's him, is that he shouldn't be mafsig l'chatkira more than he has to, more than a neshima between words. And so over here, they were going to have, even if we're not going to have a mamash hefsek, but it's going to cause a bilbul. So, you know, we have a gzera against vocal vocal verbalization of a Shemer Shaim Yirkav, etc. So where are we moving to now?
Even booing.
Booing turns into words. Boo is also a word, to the best of my knowledge. I don't know if in Scrabble it's a word or not, but it's a word by us. In terms of it's not too clear. Okay. In terms of continuing, Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Beis. So by the Svardim, they say Shechianu only at night. We say Shechianu also by the day. The Ramah over there. V'chein Noagim b'Medinos Elu. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that it's proper. It's one since we have the second Shechianu. That's on the second Shechianu also to have in mind Mishloach Manos, Sudas Purim, all the mitzvahs of the day. I assume by the Sfardim that they have that in mind, that the Shechianu that they say at night. Moving over to the other mitzvah Sayom, so Matanos Levyonim is Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Daled. He pointed out that that's where the Ramah brings in the din of Machzis HaShekel, but the Iker Tzavtzin Tzadi Daled deals with Chayev Kol Adam Liten Lefachos Shnei Matanos L'Shnei Aniyim. Mishnah Berurah point is medayik in the language of the Mechaber, kol adam bein ish ubein isha, that, you know, it's if you're giving matanos levyonim to the gabai, you should give him matanos levyonim, those who are married in your name, in your wife's name. She's also, in other words, that she should make you a shliach to give, that she's also chayevet. And the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkatan Beis, lo metzas et ka'es kama yashir hamatanot, he quotes a ritva that it's even two prutos, but then in Sifkat and Gimel he points out Zel Medina. Avo be'emes mud quotes the Ramba. Mutav laharbos matanos levyonim laharbos besudas umemishloach manos lereyav. Why she'ein simcha gadol mafuara ela l'sameach lev aniim yisomim va'almanos? That it's a day of simcha, and this is the highest level of simcha. Domel l'shchina she'nemar l'hachayos ruach shvalim u'hashiv lev nitkayim. Again, that's the language of the Rambam. And so that should be also, you know, it's your, my humble opinion, that should be your Seder Adifut. And with whatever you're spending on Mishloach Manos, that you should spend at least that amount of money on Matanos Le'evyonim. You should just know that, I can speak in name of the Rebbeim, that we don't expect Mishloach Manos from you other than something symbolic if you want to. But even that is no need. We'd be very happy if you gave that. All of that to the Aniyim, and created a tremendous simcha in Kol Yisrael. There's a sif in the Mishulchan Aruch, sif gimel, imedaktikim b'mos purim, ela komi sheposhet yado lito nosnim lo, which has been taken from the perspective of Hashkafa, that since we're imitati odei, pashtas HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Purim also is not medaktik, ela kol haposhet yado nosnim lo, that tfila on Purim is a very, very unique school of Dika time to David. Kadosh Baruch Hu answers tefillos all the time, and certainly Beis Tzara, but Purim is also a very unique time for Kol HaPoshet Yado Nostim Bo. Moving over in Siman Tafresh Hei deals with Mishloach Manos. Again, Mishloach Chavero Shtei Manos, either from Ochlim or Mashkim, or a combination. Mishloach Manos Ish L'Reyehu. Also over here, the Ramah points out Isha Chayeves, both in Matanos Levionim and Mishloach Manos, that which you should arrange that that the Mishloach Manos should be given by the husband, should be given by the wife. What are two manos? So Rav Shlomo Zalman said, even if they're manos that are the same min, but they taste differently, that's already considered to be two manos. The dark meat and the light meat of a chicken are considered to be two manos.
Whiskey and wine are two manos.
Whiskey and wine are certainly two manos. Right? Two different brachos, no? That's certainly considered to be two manot. What else? I guess, and then there's enough suda. That's where Siman Taf Reish Tarihei begins. The Suda's Purim is also a mitzvah of the day. There is an need at night of having a Yarbek Tzas B'suda. That could be in your personal suda. We'll also mitzvah Shem HaChagiga here in the classroom, where there'll be Schnitzelonim and Kugel and Humantash and something to drink. So that could be the ribui of the night. But in the day, we have the Hadin of Chayavinish Lebesumi Bepuria Adalo Yoda. The Ramah over here gives a wonderful Eitzah of how to be Mekayim, the Adalo Yoda, and still to be able to maintain one's Tselem Elohim. Ela Yishte Yoser Milimudo V'Yishan. Umitoch She'yishan Eina Yodeh Ben Arahaman L'Baruch Mordechai, etc. And the Mishnah Berurah says on that, B'chein Roi Lasos. He quotes the Prima Gadim that would be a wonderful way of being Mekayim, the mitzvah of Adalo Yoda. For those who wish to be mekayim it in a state of being awake, so you should read through the Bir Halacha, who quotes both the Meiri and the Chayei Adam, that a person, the Iker is, a person has to know himself, and that there is no heter of that the means don't justify the end, that there's no heter over here of any zilzul in any mitzvah and mitzvos, be it netilas yadayim, bracha, birkas hamazon, mincha, mayriv. In other words, that if you know yourself that you're out of control when you drink, so then Akash Baruch Hu is not interested in that level of adalo yada, both according to the Meiri, the Chayyadam, the Mishnah Berurah, who quotes these two, and Pashas, according to Akash Baruch Hu. So even within that everything should be l'shem shamayim, a person has to know himself and know, in other words, or if he doesn't know himself, he should trust his wife who knows him. When she says stop, he should stop. Probably a minute before she says stop, he should already stop. And the fact that there are people who go in a different direction, Hashem Yerachem. But the chora, in other words, the simcha of Purim should be a simcha of beauty rather than a simcha of mius. The seder, in terms of the unique halachos this year, where Purim in Yerushalayim comes out on Shabbos, so we have a Ramah. The Ramah says k'shechol Purim biyom hashishi yaso hasuda b'shachris, because there's the din of Kavod Shabbos, and Kavod Shabbos trumps Sudas Purim. And so therefore one should, since one needs both, one should try and do both in a meaningful manner. And what is considered to be b'shacharis, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Hainu kodem chatzos hayom l'chatchila." Be aware, chatzos hayom, this coming Purim is 11:47. So if you want to be mekayim the l'chatchila would be to start at 11:30, to start before 11:47, and then you'd be able to finish with enough time to hopefully detox and to get ready properly for Shabbos. There is, as well known, another Shita, which is found in the Beis HaBachira, found in the Meiri in Ksuvus, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, where he points out, Afanu Havosenu, Noagin Bepurim, Shechalios Be'er Shabbos, Shemaskigan Besudim Yiba'odiyom, Ad Shiyakadesh Hayom, and then pours in Mapa, Mekadshim, Vigomer Nesasuda, the Chulei. You know, it's the context of the of the Beis HaBechira is in Tzuvas, it's in Dinei Sheva Brachos, where he points out that if we have a situation of an Alman or Almana who are getting married, and they're only going to have one night of Sheva Brachos, and the wedding is on Friday, and there's, when are you going to do the Sheva Brachos? Within Friday, and you know, it makes sense only if you continue into Friday night. So that's the context, and he says that we do that anyway on Purim, that we begin in the day and continue. If you want to take that approach, so I printed for you on the next two pages that which came out from Eretz Chemda. Rabbi Mann says this is not him. In other words, he agrees. He didn't write it, but it's under the guidelines from Eretz Chemda, very clear. Namely, in terms of when do you daven mincha, when does your wife light candles, when do you say Kabbalah Shabbos, when do you make kiddush even if you're not going to make a bari priagafen, when are you poreis on lechem mishnah even if you're not going to make a motzi, and when do you say al hanisim. All of these are issues that you have to deal with. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, Minag and Rav Yashiv, Minag Yerushalayim was always to do the former, namely to make a seuda in the morning. The fact that Hasidim make a seuda in the afternoon, that's because Hasidim do everything in the afternoon. No, it's nothing. I'm sure in Amshinov they probably do it 2 days later. That's not the Parei Seuda. The Parei Seuda is something very, very unique. I'm well aware that there are certain Rosh Yeshiva and certain yeshivas who make a big deal out of it. I'm necessarily not against making a big deal out of it, but it should be done properly, in which you just realize that you're supposed to be at the Purim Suda as though there's no Shabbos, and on the Shabbos Suda like there's no Purim. Namely, that's the whole concept of Purim Suda. You have one Suda, which is, is in which the Purim Suda, you don't wait until night for the Purim Suda. The Purim Suda should be the Purim Suda. And Shabbos should be, you should also have an appetite. It's a very, very, it's walking a certain tightrope in order to be able to do it properly. But, it's left if anyone wants to do it. So I'm just giving you the guidelines. So I asked someone whether I should take a certain offer that I was offered. He says they're giving you enough rope to hang yourself. So over here also, in other words, these are the guidelines. If you keep within them, the simcha. Otherwise, join the, that which the yeshiva world generally has been doing for the last few centuries. Beseder, I just want to wish everyone at this point a Felchen Purim. Those who would like to be part of baking a spiel, bring us a simcha on Thursday night, should just coordinate with Feivel, who's in charge. The simcha should be a simcha, a simchas Torah, a simcha in Mitzvah Hashem, in good taste, not so much slapstick, but creative Purim Torah, if possible. And again, we'll be happy to join you, Emir Tzashem, for the Chagiga, for the mini Chagiga here in our classroom. And then Torah Traga is having a Chagiga in the auditorium. And I'm sure they would be happy if you joined them as well for the dancing after our Chagiga here. Next Wednesday is Tainis Esther. To the best of my knowledge, both Rabbi Eisenstein and Rabbi Bednarsh will be giving shiur in the morning, so there won't be a shiur klali on Wednesday. In Yitz Hashem, 2 weeks from now, we'll have a shiur kol. Best of my knowledge, a man repeats the entire process.
Should I do the same thing?
If you feel comfortable, let me just turn off. Yeah.